All right, we had a short workout today. We did work out indoors today. It was brief, but, you know, still a quick turnaround off of Sunday's game. But getting them out there running around, I thought they'll feel better for it. We'll have another workout tomorrow, and then they'll take their bye week break. Open it up for any questions.
How was that?
You know, he's progressing well. You know, I think he's, you know, with his family. There's been a lot of people reach out from around the league, I know, in communication with them. I believe some Saints players are heading by today. So, again, he's progressing well.
John, you've all been reading about the dislocated knee and things that happen, potential complications, and as you mentioned, you know, the arteries one of them, but that nerve is another one. Did he have nerve damage as well?
You know, again, not being a doctor, but the feedback I've gotten, the initial concern was the artery. Didn't hear much other than that. So from a prognosis standpoint, I don't want to delve too deep and specific, but that was a big concern, and they addressed it, and like I said, he's progressing well.
John, regarding the Green Bay game, how much does your preparation change not having to face Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think, you know, you look at who they have, and that's who you prepare for. So there's no doubt Aaron won't be active in our game. So, you know, we'll study them. We haven't dove too hard into that other than we've seen them before with Aaron. You know, our coaches, our players, you know, right now we're kind of going over self-scout and those types of things, some basics, some things we need to get better at. Some situational things that we need to improve at in all three phases. So we really haven't dove too much into Green Bay at this point.
Have you talked to Zach since we talked to
him? No, I have not. Saw his mother last night. Their children were at the Halloween party that the Bears sponsor. So she's in the middle of watching three kids here. So there's two fronts that they're dealing with, and that's why I haven't talked to Zach personally today. No.
I know you mentioned that he's going to be there for a while. Do you have any clear sense of is it the rest of the week?
Don't really know that yet. You know, I think they're taking one day at a time, as you know, I would expect and understand.
John, as you guys kind of zoom out and look at the entire team over this week, in the offseason, you made a concerted effort to invest in corners.
Right.
Do you have a sense of what you've gotten out of that new group, the way it's formed, and you know, guys have been hurt and shuffled in a little bit, but overall, the assessment there?
Well, I think kind of much as I alluded to, I think yesterday was the depth. You know, whether it's been outside linebacker, inside linebacker, you've mentioned, you know, the corners, you know, really even safety. You know, Quentin Demps, one of our defensive captains, has been hurt for some time. We were able to plug in Adrian Amos, who's, you know, a guy that's played a lot of football for us, and whether you want to call him a backup or a starter, it doesn't much matter, but he's stepped in and played well. And that's really ultimately, you know, what you're looking at or looking for. So, I think the depth there, you know, I think even on Sunday, you know, Bryce Callahan went out, Krivon LeBlanc stepped in. You know, we didn't miss a beat, you know, as far as him knowing what we're doing and understanding the scheme and, you know, being one play away from being that starter. You know, we've gone through those type of shuffles with the O-line. I mean, it's not been easy, but I think we've had like seven different lineups, you know, just in that position group. It's not an excuse, but it's been guys that, you know, we've been able to function.
I think you've recovered more fumbles now than you did all last year.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a secret? Is there a key? Is it an attitude? In your experience, do these things come about?
I think it's just kind of that depth and that experience I'm talking about. Guys play faster when they know what they're doing. You know, if you're driving your car or you're a race car driver, you know, it takes a minute to get used to the track, and then the more you're used to it, the faster you can go. I know it's kind of a strange analogy, but just to try to make it make sense. You know, as a little kid, you're driving somewhere for the first time, felt like it took forever, all right, to get there, and then you knew what to expect on the way home. It seemed faster. You know, so you get faster at what you do.
John, we haven't asked about Kevin White in a while.
Mm-hmm.
How's he doing? Is he a candidate to return later this season?
You know, I think that's been kind of tossed around, not really seriously discussed. He's back in the building. He's been in meetings. He's spent time with the players. I think those things are important. You know, even just watching. Sometimes, you know, watching other people do it, even though it's not your experience, you know, I think you can learn from other people's mistakes, or you can learn just by, you know, watching, and you get a better understanding. So he's in the building. We haven't really discussed seriously at this point about if he can come back or when, but he's eligible.
So he hasn't been ruled out yet?
I'm really not answering your question. you know, so out, in, just nothing.
Do you
chance
you guys pull a trade in the next, say, 2 hours and 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think I saw in my locker room on the way over here is about 229 then, so you're pretty accurate. But I don't know. Yeah, that's another one that I'll just kind of stay away from. I honestly don't know.
This seems to already have been a busier deadline than most people can remember. Do you like that as a coach? Do you like the way the league is trending toward more trades the way you see in other sports?
Well, I think, you know, again, it happens in, you know, a lot of professional sports. And you know, I think in the past, you know, I don't know why there wasn't enough. Maybe a lot of it's financial and taking over contracts. But there does seem to be more action this year. I can't really paint the reason why. But, yeah, I think it's good for the game. It always has been a part of it. And, you know, it's an interesting part for sure.
As you get into your self-scout on the offense, what areas are you most concerned with and you want to dial in on?
Well, you know, I think we've kind of been a tale of two seasons, the first four and the second four. You know, we did make a change of quarterback in that time. We were 1-3 in the first quarter of the first four, 2-2 these last four. You know, so I think we're looking a little bit more at the last four. I think our sacks have increased, you know, kind of diving into that, looking at some of the things that we can help with as coaches. You know, I think it's been an adjustment. We've kind of adjusted a little bit, tweaked our offense some. You know, we've had some changes positionally, whether it's been up front or even at the wide receiver position. You know, we've got a new player that Dontrell Inman that we're working back in to a comfort level. You know, even Trey McBride, you know, is a new guy to us from the beginning of the season, but. Yeah, so kind of getting better at what we do and tweaking some of the things that we're doing.
Okay. Ben Bronecker is a guy that mentioned he's in line for promotion with Zach out. What have you and Dowell seen from him in practice as far as growth? He's a guy who was here last year, obviously, and knows the offense. But what have you guys seen as far as?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think he's been out for the last 3 weeks with an injury, even though he was on the practice squad. He hasn't practiced a lot. He's healthy. He was practicing today, which, you know, you may or may not have known. I don't have to really divulge too much about it. But the good news is I think he is healthy enough now, and we'll see where that takes us as we, you know, adjust our roster and whatnot moving forward.
You mentioned Trey McBride. With Inman coming in, it's one thing for him to play. It's another thing to kind of have this chemistry with Trubisky. It seems like it took McBride a while. Does that move faster with a veteran guy when he's played more?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's something he'll add to the room. You know, he's is a veteran player. You know, we lost a guy in Zach Miller that, you know, was kind of that for us. You know, not just as a player, but as a veteran guy that, you know, understands pro football. You know, so I think Dontrell brings that to us. I think I've seen that. The coaches have seen that already. You know, now it is just learning a new language, one he's adjusted to quickly before, so that doesn't appear to be any issue. You know, he's a long guy. He's got length. He's got catch radius and experience. So something we're not, you know, just overflowing with right now. So I think he'll definitely help us based on what I saw today.
Are you expecting Long and White here to be full going back next week?
You know, again, you know, it's hard to say. We'll be day to day. We're getting ready to go from like day to day to 4 days because they're off. It's really hard to predict, you know, other than we have time when time heals all wounds. So We're in a wait-and-see mode. We'll be able to fill you in a lot more by next Wednesday.
Okay.